The Ohio State win last night against North Carolina. One, how good is Ohio State? Two, why can't North Carolina score?
You know, they look like they're for real. I'll tell you, the ACC Big Ten Challenge was a good battle this year. You know, they were 8-6. The Big Ten wins it. Last year was 7-7, but the ACC has pretty much dominated that thing. 12-6 now with three ties. So it'll be interesting to see how Ohio State does. You know, they're 7-0. They beat Cincinnati. They beat Villanova by 25 points. Now, their last six games, they won by 19 points or more. And that game yesterday was interesting. You know, Roy Williams pulls his bench with 10 minutes to go, puts three walk-ons in the game. They go on a 35-13 run that last 15 minutes of the game. And I think Ohio State is for real. I think they've got a good squad. I think they've done a really good job this year preparing their team to play. And it'll be interesting to see what happens with North Carolina. You know, they've lost two of their last three, and now they got to play a Virginia team that's pretty upset about what happened last night against Purdue.
Is Virginia upset about what happened last night, or did they get exposed last night?
You know, I think a little bit of both. I think, you know, Purdue, had a struggle against Florida State. They struggled against VCU. Matt Painter shucked the lineup up. He started Sasha Stevanovic, who hasn't started all his career. He hits three three-pointers in the first 3 minutes of the game, gets 20 points. And Purdue's defense is the old defense that I remember when I was at Minnesota. Very physical, very tough. They wouldn't allow you in the paint. And Virginia struggled. And it was interesting to see that happen. But, you know, Virginia, it's like anything else. They got a huge target on their back. Everyone wants to beat them, and that's a tough place to play. If you've ever been at Purdue, man, that's a tough place. Those fans are right on your neck. And I had a lot of times I can remember being there and fans offering me a hamburger during the game. So I can remember those days big time there.
What do you think has been the difference for Painter the last, you know, 3 or 4 years? Because it was a good program. You know, they were winning 19, 22 games. Now all of a sudden, in every year, they're in the running for a top three seed. They're winning 26-plus.
You know, he's had a lot of turnover with players. He had a really good – when Etuan Moore was there, and they had a lot of really good NBA players. And then they went big. They had some injuries. But the thing with Matt Painter, he's going to stay the course. And I think he's got a good group there right now. I think he's got a group of guys. He loves size. If you ever notice, his teams always have good size. He loves to recruit bigger guys. And he has that this year. So it should be interesting to see how he does. But he's in a tough league. You know, that league is really strong on this year, and the Big Ten is going to be a tough league to win.
What have you got to see Indiana play yet?
I've seen Indiana, but I haven't seen them play against anybody that was decent at this point.
That's what somebody asked me about them today. They're obviously, the record is really good, and they come off a win. They blew out Florida State, so I mean, I don't think Florida State is necessarily an elite kind of a team. I think they're a little bit overrated based on just that win over Florida when Florida was struggling, but I do think, you know, Indiana obviously is a great coach. They put some talent out there, and I think that they can be a threat. But, man, the Big Ten just looks deep from top to bottom. It's going to be tough to kind of crack in to the top of the league there, because you talk about all these teams, and Michigan State, obviously an elite team in the country, even though they're struggling. Michigan, a smoother transition to Juwan Howard than I certainly expected as a Michigan fan. You've got all these, you know, really good teams at the top of the league, so these teams like, you know, Ohio State, I think, is really good. Indiana could be really good. It's going to be tough to kind of break into the top there in that league, which is really deep.
Yeah, it is deep this year, and I think you're right. I think, you know, Ohio State, obviously Purdue. You know, Michigan State's been playing without their possibly best player in Langford. I mean, they got beat against Duke. It was an interesting game. You know, Draymond Green came home for his retiring of his jersey, and they got really embarrassed, and I know Tom Izzo was embarrassed about it. And then, you know, Michigan has done well. It's been a great transition. I think a lot of that has to do with Phil Martelli. Martelli kind of knew what to expect, and I think he's done a good job as an assistant in a different role. But then there's other places you got to play in that league. That's a tough league. You know, you got to go to Minnesota, playing in a barn. I mean, that's a tough place to play. You know, you got to go to Penn State, middle of nowhere. Iowa. Iowa's a tough place to play. Now, Iowa's, you know, they're playing up and down. You know, they lose to a good DePaul team, but then they come back and beat Texas Tech, and they've done better. So I think Iowa's another dangerous team. So it's going to be a good league to follow.